My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
You know what I'm bringing today. You know what I'm bringing today. Let's go.
Go to work.
Let's go.
Hey, Sam.
Sports Radio 610.
Welcome into In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I am Adam Spillane alongside John Lopez. Aaron Raybould is out here with us at Texans training camp. We've got Figgy Fig back in the Sports Radio 610 studios. And John, it's day two of training camp. The weather is nice. Not quite as cool as it was yesterday. We got a little bit more heat.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't think that the players out here could ask for anything more when it comes to the weather.
This is perfect. It's a perfect start. And excuse me, Figgy, don't say anything smart, but I got to stand up again. Getting going on these shows, man, with the football right in front of us. We are literally are on the 50-yard line.
Creepy old man.
Creepy old man. Call me whatever the hell you want.
I got to stand up
to watch this stuff. But, man.
He's a lightweight, kind of creepy guy.
For football, yes. But, Adam, it's pretty exciting. And, I mean, I was thinking the same thing. You know, this is like dial up the weather for Houston in July. And outside of something outrageous, this is what you dial up.
Yeah, it was cold yesterday.
Yeah. Like,
there were actual Texan staffers wearing hoodies yesterday. That's how cool
I don't know
it
if it was that cold. I'm
not joking. There were people actually wearing hoodies. It is not like that today. The sun is out. So it's a little hotter than it was yesterday, but it is nothing like what you would expect for Houston in July. So a welcome sight for these players.
Yeah, and I know you want to get into some of the things here that we've heard in these first 2 days, but just kind of to set the scene for all our listeners, this is not an open practice. Those are coming. I think there's 8 of them. We are in the midst right now of 11-on-11, which is, of course, always something to watch carefully. And one of the things I was going to say in my passing thoughts, which are coming in about 15 minutes or so of day two here, is this has been, albeit just 2 days, not only just perfect the way they dial up the weather, or they didn't do it, but the weather, the way the weather has been.
God did it.
God loves the Texans, like I said yesterday. And not just perfect in terms of what we're seeing on the field, real stars making real plays. Everything has been just like crisp and just fluid. They look like a team that's been here before, you know, even though there's a lot of new faces. But all that said, first snap of 11-on-11, the offense jumped off. The offense jumped a little too early, but oh well. It can't be perfect, I guess.
It's day two of training camp. Yeah. We're still working out some of the kinks. When the players come off the field, and that'll be maybe in about an hour, we will have Tank Dell on the show.
How about that?
So he will join us, and he looks fully healthy right now, coming off of the broken leg against Jacksonville in November and the shooting over in the offseason.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's ready to go, so we'll talk to him whenever they get off the practice field. One of the things that jumped out to me yesterday was just, we all know the Texans have expectations, and the expectations are very lofty for a team that, frankly, has not had lofty expectations in a long time. And one of the things that stood out to me was the Texans are really embracing those expectations, and they kind of understand that they made the playoffs last year. I think they surprised a lot of people in making the playoffs last year. They're not going to surprise anyone this year. And so that was one of the messages that C.J. Stroud had yesterday at the podium, was that this is not going to be easy, and they're ready for that.
Yeah, and go ahead.
It's not going to be easy. It's going to be harder. You know, we have a target on our back this year, and, you know, that's how you should want it, you know, and that's what I'm used to playing at Ohio State. And, you know, I'm really, you know, honored and blessed to have the teammates that I do to want that challenge. And for guys that want to come and play here, because, you know, this Texan team isn't for everybody. It's hard here, and you know, we're blessed enough to play a game that we've been playing since we've been kids. So, you know, I definitely do think that all the expectations, if we just work, I mean, everything will take care of itself.
That's what I was gonna talk about, Adam. Like the management is doing management things. Yeah, Nick Caserio yesterday, you heard him here on Sports Radio 610, talking about you can't control the outside noise. That's that. We haven't done anything. D'Amico kinda did the same thing. Like, we're just, you know, keep the main thing, and all that. But the players understand, and they are embracing it. You know, we had Will Anderson yesterday. You just heard C.J. Stroud. I think, you know, from what we're gathering, talking to players here and there, et cetera, Nico Collins referenced it a little bit, and we'll hear from Nico Collins today. The players understand. They're almost excited about it. Like they're almost excited about, like, yeah, we are there, we are ready kind of thing, you know?
And on Wednesday, D'Amico Ryans met with the team as a full squad, and he kind of talked about exactly what those expectations should be.
When we talk about expectations for the season and what that means, it all starts internally for each and every guy on the field. Like, what do you expect for yourself? And that's what I asked our guys yesterday. It's not about what people say on the outside. That doesn't change who you are. It's about who you think you are. What do you think you can achieve and accomplish as a player? Right, that's the only thing that matters to me, and the expectations are always driven internally. So if our guys think high of themselves, we'll go high, and that's how I want guys thinking.
And for Will Anderson, he really thought that that was the right message that you need to have in this spot.
Yeah, Coach hit it on the head yesterday, man, and I know just from the players, man, like, the expectation is always going to be expectation. Like, nobody on the outside is going to have a bigger expectation than the on the inside of the building. And right now, our expectation is just building that building, building a tall building, man. But it starts with our foundation of coming out here, getting 1% better, everybody keeping their head down and just working.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, they understand the message that they're getting. They understand they can't be out here saying, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. But boy, the difference that you feel between like Nick and D'Amico and others, you know, at the top level, I'm sure most coaches, we haven't talked to very many yet, are going to say, now tap the brakes a little bit. Players are very much like, as I said, they're just excited to go prove what they think they have.
And that's the one thing that stood out again. They're embracing the expectations, but nobody's talking about winning the Super Bowl or
exactly.
Anything like that. They just want to go out there, and as Will Anderson said, and I think this is a good way to put it, you're trying to build a building.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts at the bottom with the foundation, and if that's right, then you have the opportunity to keep building up from there.
Yeah.
And the top of that building, you know, could be a Super Bowl appearance, and that's something that this franchise has obviously never accomplished. They've never even gotten to a conference championship game, but that's one of the things that I'm really interested to hear from Tank Dell. Like, is there a level of excitement just because you know how much talent is in the building now and you know what you were able to accomplish last year? Like, is this team ready to take that next step?
Yeah, and Tank Dell, you know, that's funny you say that because, you know, jotting down my thoughts on what we want to talk about him with. By the way, probably about 11:15 if you want to, if you have to. We want you to stay with us, but if you have to step away, you want to be back about 11:15. What I'm going to say is, along those lines, he's from Houston.
Yes.
I know he's from Florida, but I mean, you know, he knows Houston, and he knows what this city has been through. And I think, you know, that perspective of guys that have been here a while, whether it's players or people in this organization, et cetera, I think they understand what it could mean, you know, to have this team go a good ways.
I'm just looking out here, still doing some 11-on-11 stuff. Actually, they're doing some special team stuff, and I'm trying to see on the video board if they're working on some kickoff stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. That was another thing that I was noticing.
They're doing punts right now.
Yeah, it's a punt block, it looks like. But that's going to be one of the most watched things, the most anticipated things there is especially personnel. You know, the personnel they have for some of these kickoff return and kickoffs, because I really believe it. And I was kidding around, kind of. About taking the under and the over in the Hall of Fame game, because I think there's going to be a big learning curve.
I'm telling you, if you take the over in the Hall of Fame game,
no, I am.
Just
it's done.
Off of that, then we gotta have a sit down and we have.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not one of those. I'm not like Tyler. All due respect, Tyler. I'm not like Sean. All due respect, that just gambles all the time. I find value. Value in the Hall of Fame game is betting the over, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you in?
No, I'm not.
Figgy, you in?
Nah. You know, I don't be gambling. Nah.
Figgy doesn't gamble.
So,
I'm in.
So one of the things that they're doing right now, and we're kind of watching this on the video board here, is they're working on punt blocking. And how many times do you see it where you try and block a punt and you just, like, dive directly into the punter? They've got the pad that's set up to the side. So, I don't know. Those are some of just the small details that you don't really get to see very often, and that's just one of the things that they are working on here. Another thing that they were working on today that I enjoyed were checkdowns to running backs.
Yeah.
And you had basically Gerard Johnson, the quarterback's coach, kind of rush the passer, force the quarterback to either step to his left, step to his right, and then make the checkdown. Like, these are little things that are just kind of fun to watch when you don't get to see them on an everyday basis.
I'm always fascinated by the little weird, and they are weird, drills that they come up with for these guys. I mean, I know they're effective. I know they have a plan. But they're just bizarre. Like, that's the one about diving into basically a gymnastics mat right now. Some of the running back drills that they have are kind of weird with all the I know they have a purpose, but it's just funny to look at. And Gerard Johnson, by the way, really needs to work on his pass rushing skills.
Oh, it's bad. there's no explosiveness there,
Dog. He really needs to work on his pass rushing skills.
We got to see some more explosiveness.
He does not have that big first step.
He's not making the Aggies look very good.
As a pass rusher.
So that's a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure who's going to the podium today. I know, obviously, we're going to hear from Tank Dell on this show. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans a little bit as well. But one of the things that stood out to me again yesterday was C.J. Stroud and just kind of the way that he looks and just the confidence that he has right now going into his second year in the NFL. Having his offensive rookie of the year last year, got 48 out of 50 votes for that award. Only Puka Nacua was able to get the other two. But there just looks to be like a difference with him right now. And I guess that's to be expected when you're not a rookie anymore and you're not starting from scratch and you know most of your teammates and you've been able to work out with your teammates now for well over a year. There just seems to be a whole lot more comfort there.
It's the skill, and I'm going to get into that, but that's not the reason CJ Stroud is where he is. He wouldn't be where he is without incredible accuracy, without the ability to avoid rush, the smarts and all that. But the reason that you're saying that, and we're seeing it, and you just feel it when he's out on the field, is just that people gravitate to him, and he has that innate skill to just lead, and people follow, and you are 100% right. That's another one of the things that I'm jotting down as I'm watching these practices, is just like how he is, not so much what he is.
And so Nico Collins did speak to the media yesterday, coming off of, obviously, 80 catches, almost 1,300 yards, almost single-handedly won them that Colts game in Indianapolis in Week 18. Obviously, he gets the new contract, but he's the guy that's been around the longest.
Yeah.
And I think that's been really interesting just to see his progression to turning into one of the best receivers in the NFL. And now, you know, he's got so much help that's around him. And we're going to get into the five-headed monster that C.J. Stroud was talking about here coming up a little bit later. But it just feels like he's a great player, but they're not going to ask him to do nearly as much as they did last year.
No, they're not. And you know what? That's part of the excitement. And one of the things I saw this morning, I'm quite sure you saw it too, one of the major outlets, which, by the way, if you could get them, one of the major broadcasting outlets, Y2K came about 25 years late. Anyway, how is he going to feed all those mouths? How is C.J. Stroud going to feed all those mouths? Because he's C.J. Stroud. Because he's got a coordinator that knows how to keep everybody happy. Because they seem to know that they can trust him. You know, and that ties in with the Stephon Diggs thing. Like, how is it going to be different with Stephon Diggs here than other places? Well, first of all, it's just 1 year. Secondly, I know there were some reports of whatever rifts there were in Minnesota and Buffalo. But I think C.J. Stroud is kind of the equalizer there and just how they relate to each other.
And sometimes a situation just gets stale. And I think for Diggs, it probably got a little stale in Minnesota. It probably got a little stale in Buffalo. And so sometimes you just need a change of pace. And he seems really excited about where he is now. He looks really good out on the field, and I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So that's been a really big positive. And now, you were talking about this Y2K thing. Explain to me kind of what is going on, because, again, I'm kind of in the dark right now.
Almost literally.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit of power, but not much. And I feel it looks like, what, nobody can travel right now?
Well, other than American, United, Delta, KLM, and a couple of other airlines, I think it's open game. You can go wherever you want.
So if I want to fly out of Houston, I'm not doing it.
You ain't doing it. This was the most bizarre thing. Apparently, it's Microsoft, which, of course, Figgy, I just used my new Microsoft laptop yesterday for the first day. literally, I opened this laptop right here, Wednesday night, brought it out here. First time I use it, it's a Microsoft. So apparently, there's some, I guess it's an IT collapse. But I heard the Microsoft CEO say, this is not a security breach. This is not a cyber attack. And I'm like, oh, hell, this is a cyber attack.
Well, it's even worse if it's not a cyber attack.
Yeah, but apparently this big collapse. Sports Center wasn't on. Travel is out. Railways were out. I mean, they're coming back on now. They call it the blue screen of death if you open your computer and you get that blue screen. So just basically a complete IT collapse. And I forget the name of the software, but it's basically a Microsoft software. And everything was out.
Smartest decision I ever made was go to Apple.
Yeah. Oh, man. I do love this laptop.
And I will say, I feel I would be losing my mind if I was traveling right now.
Oh, my God.
And I saw an interview with some woman who's just like saying, I spent $500-something on the tickets. I spent however much to get to the airports, however much to get to the hotels. I would be losing my mind.
Of course.
If I were that person, and I'm flying internationally here in 16 days. Let me tell you something. If they don't have this fixed in 16 days, it's not going to go well. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, that's my big takeaway with this. Like, this is basically what we expected at Y2K. Everything collapses digitally and on the internet and software and all that. Now, it's not everything, but everything is affected. Yes. And so, 23 years later, this was our big worry. And my other thing on this, that, and 713-572-4610, if you have any stories on this or anything, obviously Texans related as well, is this could happen, Adam, at any moment. Yep. Literally any moment of our lives, this could happen. We know it. Why? Because it just did.
And we need to have a backup for it.
What? How?
I don't know.
What?
Trust me. If I knew, I'd have power right now.
We're too far along to have a backup, man.
Dude, Figgy, we could wake up.
Yeah, our grandparents been talking about this for years, man. This is why older people still have landlines.
I know stuff like this. I have made fun of people that, and there's a good friend of mine that does every transaction with cash. He doesn't trust anything except cash. I'm like, come on, man. But hey, apparently it's something about that.
All right, we are here at Texans training camp. We will hear from Tank Dell probably in the next 40 minutes. We'll hit on the Astros, who restart their season tonight in Seattle. But coming up next on In the Loop, John Lopez will have his passing thoughts from training camp. Stay with us on Sports Radio 610.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, Adam Spillane, John Lopez, back with you from Texans Training Camp, and it looks like day two is over as some of the players are starting, or the officials are all walking off the practice field here, so it looks like
it's over.
it's a successful day two, just because this is 2 days in. Nobody's gotten hurt for these 2 days, so I think that's obviously a huge plus when that doesn't happen. But we are going to hear from Tank Dell here at some point. It looks like coming up pretty soon. John,
you said the magic words. I'm usually the one that does that, and I get criticized for it. But you're right. I'll say it again, Aaron Raybould, who literally knocked on wood. There is great news. No one has gotten hurt. And there goes the knock again. But it's true. We're here to provide information.
I'm here to give out facts.
Yes. So to provide. It's like talking about a no-hitter.
Yes. That is the fact of the day, is that it did not happen. If it could happen. I mean, listen, it's football. Stuff like this happens. All right. Passing thoughts here after day two of training camp. John Lopez, take it away.
Yeah, let's let's get through driving in, first of all, was my first passing thought about today's training camp. And I don't mean to go there, but I'm going there. So I came in from the east side on 610. I didn't think this was possible, but the Astrodome looks worse. It actually looks worse than it ever has. If I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, but it looks like there's actual, like, boards and tarps covering up windows now on the south side. And I'm like, this is the world's biggest crack house. Like, this is the, you know, we're always about everything's bigger in Texas. This is the world's biggest crack house here in Houston. But anyway, back to passing thoughts on training camp here. And you're right, players are walking off the field, etc. You know, we're not getting a lot of good views other than the 11-on-11, which just ended, of the defense. So I kind of made it a point today to really sort of crane my neck and walk over to that corner, the far corner of where we can go, and just watch the defense. And they were doing drills. It wasn't during the 11-on-11. It was drills with another quarterback and just sort of going through things. And I think we're going to be, which this isn't breaking news, Adam, but it's just confirmation. I think we're going to be really, really happy with Aziz Alshaier. Like, he actually, during the scrimmaging right now, he made an interception. He made another one in the play that I was talking about, which he's not here for interceptions, but he's making plays. Aziz Alshaier, for, you know, all the other big names that came, you know, he's the football playing Jesse, I think is what they called him. He looks the part.
Well, that's the D'Amico Ryans guy.
Yeah.
And I think D'Amico Ryans had him in San Francisco. He wanted to get him last year. It wound up not happening. But that's somebody that I think D'Amico Ryans really targeted.
Like, yeah.
This is a guy that I want for my defense. I know exactly what he can do, and he fits perfectly. And I think so far the returns have been pretty good on that
one. And what's going to happen with Christian Harris elevating his game, you know, as a part of that? Laremy Tunsil did not work out again today. He was just in shorts and a T-shirt. There were a couple of others that were doing some rehab-type stuff, training on the side fields. But it is, as you said, that was one of the things. Like, this is, and I will say, knock on wood, I mean, this is really about as good a start. Weather, health, everybody performing, even players like Tank Dell, who's going to join us here live on field side in probably within 20-30 minutes. You know, everybody's healthy. Like, those are the things that have to happen. Like, it's not just like, oh, as long as CJ Stroud stays healthy, which of course we know that. Like, you have to have all these things going right in order to be that team, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just to set the scene of what's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
players are off the field. Practice is over, but we do have a bunch of receivers right in front of us
yeah.
on the jugs machine. It's Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Nico Collins is over there, Brevin Jordan over there, Dalton Schultz is over there. So guys getting in a little bit of work after practice, and I guess whenever Tank Dell comes off the jugs machine,
he'll be coming over here.
Yeah, he'll come right over here. So yeah, just to kind of give an idea of what you have, other position groups are kind of working out with one another also. So it's not like when practice ends, guys just go straight to the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. Funny little thing I saw as we were waiting for practice to start. You know, one of the things, and we're involved in this as well. They, instead of like a credential over hanging around your neck, they have facial recognition, and that includes the players. So there was a player, and I couldn't catch his number because I was off on the side, that went through the Methodist Training Center doors and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and then looked up and stared at the camera. It was a solid, like, minute and a half he was waiting for them to recognize him to walk into the training facility. And, of course, my mind, you know, being weird, I was like, maybe that's how they're going to cut people. Yeah. Like, oh, sorry.
Isn't that the video? Where
the video with the tab?
Yeah, yeah. His key card won't work.
Yeah. Like, he was like clearly getting frustrated, like, hey, wait a minute. That doesn't recognize me. Janice McNair made it out to practice. Man, she's got the Janice McNair tent there. They need to put her name on it or something. The two air conditioners. She looks good. Did you see her?
I did. I saw her pass by.
Yeah.
Does seem to be doing pretty well.
She seems to be good, so it's always a good day to see Janice McNair. Here comes Tank Dell as we speak. So we'll continue these passing thoughts in just a moment. But as Tank Dell gets here, I will say one more time, these receivers, you just talked about it, just a different level, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk with him about.
Yeah, and it's not just the receivers, though. It's just the skill position guys as a whole, where the running back room seems to be a little bit better. At least it's upgraded with Joe Mixon, the tight end. The tight ends, there's a lot of depth there. Plus, yeah. They have a couple of young guys that have a chance to emerge. And then it all starts with the quarterback, and he just looks as good as you could hope. Let's start it out quickly. How are you feeling just health-wise after the injury? injury last year and everything else that, that happened in the offseason?
I feel great. You know, I feel 100%. You know, God blessings. I feel great, man. I'm ready to go.
Tank, that's remarkable. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, pander to you here, but, like, not only the injury, but then everything else that happened.
Yes, sir.
And we're sitting here going, man, he looked, I said it yesterday on the air, Tank looks as good or better than ever.
Yeah,
like,
I feel better.
Do you feel as remarkably, lack of a better word, blessed, or what all went into it to, yeah, to be here now?
First off, give all the glory to God. You know, without him, I wouldn't be here, but that's for sure. But, man, I feel faster than I was, you know, stronger, bigger, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just feel all around, I feel good, you know, and I just got to give all the glory to God for that, you know.
Yeah.
Just been putting in a lot of work during the off season. You know, because with high expectations come, you got. I feel like you have to work harder.
Yeah.
Because you got a target on your back, you know. So I just been keeping my head down, trying to get 1%.
I'm sure a lot of people were wondering. We were wondering, you know, just how it would play out. Everything happened so fast that you got well and you got to this point. Were you surprised? Did you see it happening as you're recovering from all your injuries and everything else that happened that you could get here? You get to this point that quickly?
Yeah, you know, I put all my trust in the training room and their program they have for me. You know, each and every day I woke up with a mindset, with an attitude of going there and get better, 1% better every day. So I felt like by this time, by training camp time, you know, I felt like back then, even in January, like I'd be 100%. I was going to make sure I was 100%, you know. I was going to put all the extra work in.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, Adam Spillane, John Lopez back with you from Texans training camp, and it looks like day two is over as some of the players are starting, or the officials are all walking off the practice field here, so it looks like
it's over.
it's a successful day two, just because this is 2 days in. Nobody's gotten hurt for these 2 days, so I think that's obviously a huge plus when that doesn't happen. But we are going to hear from Tank Dell here at some point. It looks like coming up pretty soon. John,
you said the magic words. I'm usually the one that does that, and I get criticized for it. But you're right. I'll say it again, Aaron Raybould, who literally knocked on wood. There is great news. No one has gotten hurt. And there goes the knock again. But it's true. We're here to provide information.
I'm here to give out facts.
Yes. So, to provide. It's like talking about a no-hitter.
Yes. That is the fact of the day, is that it did not happen. If it could happen. I mean, listen, it's football. Stuff like this happens. All right. Passing thoughts here after day two of training camp. John Lopez, take it away.
Yeah, let's let's get through driving in, first of all, was my first passing thought about today's training camp. And I don't mean to go there, but I'm going there. So I came in from the east side on 610. I didn't think this was possible, but the Astrodome looks worse. It actually looks worse than it ever has. If I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, but it looks like there's actual, like, boards and tarps covering up windows now on the south side. And I'm like, this is the world's biggest crack house. Like, this is the, you know, we're always about everything's bigger in Texas. This is the world's biggest crack house here in Houston. But anyway, back to passing thoughts on training camp here. And you're right, players are walking off the field, etc. You know, we're not getting a lot of good views other than the 11-on-11, which just ended, of the defense. So I kind of made it a point today to really sort of crane my neck and walk over to that corner, the far corner of where we can go, and just watch the defense. And they were doing drills. It wasn't during the 11-on-11. It was drills with another quarterback and just sort of going through things. And I think we're going to be, which this isn't breaking news, Adam, but it's just confirmation. I think we're going to be really, really happy with Aziz Alshaier. Like, he actually, during the scrimmaging right now, he made an interception. He made another one in the play that I was talking about, which he's not here for interceptions, but he's making plays. Aziz Alshaier, for, you know, all the other big names that came, you know, he's the football playing Jesse, I think is what they called him. He looks the part.
Well, that's the D'Amico Ryans guy.
Yeah.
And I think D'Amico Ryans had him in San Francisco. He wanted to get him last year. It wound up not happening. But that's somebody that I think D'Amico Ryans really targeted.
Like, yeah.
This is a guy that I want for my defense. I know exactly what he can do, and he fits perfectly. And I think so far the returns have been pretty good on that
one. And what's going to happen with Christian Harris elevating his game, you know, as a part of that? Laremy Tunsil did not work out again today. He was just in shorts and a T-shirt. There were a couple of others that were doing some rehab-type stuff, training on the side fields. But it is, as you said, that was one of the things. Like, this is, and I will say, knock on wood, I mean, this is really about as good a start. Weather, health, everybody performing, even players like Tank Dell, who's going to join us here live on field side and probably within 20-30 minutes, you know, everybody's healthy. Like, those are the things that have to happen. Like, it's not just like, oh, as long as C.J. Stroud stays healthy, which, of course, we know that. Like, you have to have all these things going right in order to be that team, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just to set the scene of what's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
players are off the field. Practice is over, but we do have a bunch of receivers right in front of us
yeah.
on the jugs machine. It's Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Nico Collins is over there, Brevin Jordan over there, Dalton Schultz is over there. So guys getting in a little bit of work after practice, and I guess whenever Tank Dell comes off the jugs machine.
He'll be coming over here.
Yeah, he'll come right over here. So, yeah, just to kind of give an idea of what you have, other position groups are kind of working out with one another also. So it's not like when practice ends, guys just go straight to the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. Funny little thing I saw as we were waiting for practice to start. You know, one of the things, and we're involved in this as well, they instead of like a credential over hanging around your neck, they have facial recognition, and that includes the players. So there was a player, and I couldn't catch his number because I was off on the side, that went through the Methodist Training Center doors and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and looked up at the camera, and nothing happened, and then looked up and stared at the camera. It was a solid, like, minute and a half he was waiting for them to recognize him to walk into the training facility. And, of course, my mind, you know, being weird, I was like, maybe that's how they're going to cut people. Yeah. It's like, sorry.
Isn't that the video where
the video with the tab? Yeah.
His key card won't work.
Yeah. Like, he was like clearly getting frustrated, like, hey, wait a minute. That doesn't recognize me. Janice McNair made it out to practice. Man, she's got the Janice McNair tent there. They need to put her name on it or something. The two air conditioners. She looks good. Did you see her?
I did. I saw her pass by.
Yeah.
Does seem to be doing pretty well.
She seems to be good, so it's always a good day to see Janice McNair. Here comes Tank Dell as we speak. So we'll continue these passing thoughts in just a moment. But as Tank Dell gets here, I will say one more time, these receivers, you just talked about it, just a different level, and that's one of the things that we're going to talk with him about.
Yeah, and it's not just the receivers, though. It's just the skill position guys as a whole, where the running back room seems to be a little bit better. At least it's upgraded with Joe Mixon, the tight end. The tight ends, there's a lot of depth there, plus they have a couple of young guys that have a chance to emerge, and then it all starts with the quarterback, and he just looks as good as you could hope. Let's start it out quickly. How are you feeling just health-wise after the injury last year and everything else that happened in the offseason?
I feel great. You know, I feel 100%. You know, God blessings. I feel great, man. I'm ready to go.
Tank, that's remarkable. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, pander to you here. But, like, not only the injury, but then everything else that happened.
Yes, sir.
And we're sitting here going, man, I said it yesterday on the air. Tank looks as good or better than ever.
Yeah,
do you feel as remarkably, lack of a better word, blessed, or what all went into it to be here now?
First off, give all the glory to God. You know, without him, I wouldn't be here, but that's for sure. But, man, I feel faster than I was, you know, stronger, bigger, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just feel all around, I feel good, you know, and I just got to give all the glory to God for that, you know.
Yeah.
Just been putting in a lot of work during the off season. You know, because with high expectations come, you got. I feel like you have to work harder.
Yeah.
Because you got a target on your back, you know. So I just been keeping my head down, trying to get 1% better.
I'm sure a lot of people were wondering. We were wondering, you know, just how it would play out. Everything happened so fast that you got well and you got to this point. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised? Did you see it happening as you're recovering from all your injuries and everything else that happened that you could get here? You get to this point that quickly?
Yeah, you know, I put all my trust in the training room and that program they have for me. You know, each and every day I woke up with a mindset, with an attitude of going there and get better, 1% better every day. So I felt like by this time, by training camp time, you know, I felt like back then, even in January, like I'd be 100%. I was going to make sure I was 100%, you know. I was going to put all the extra work in. You know, I got my own people that come work on my body at mm-hmm. home and things like that. And I go to their places, their buildings and stuff like that, go inside their buildings, get my body worked on. And I was just doing this all year round.
Yeah.
So by this time, I just knew I was going to be 100% for sure.
Tank Dell joining us on Sports Radio 610 right off the practice field here, day two of Texans training camp. How different is it year two from year one?
It's definitely slower, you know. I feel like last year everything was sped up. You know, I was trying to go home. You know, I barely was getting sleep last year. You know, I was trying to soon we get out of here. We get out of here late, like 6, 7 o'clock. Well, rookies last year, we was getting out like 7, 7:30 last year. Bed check at 10, you know, you got to get your sleep, but I barely was getting sleep because I'm going to the hotel. I'm trying to study, get, make sure I'm prepared for the next day.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that case, like now this year, you know, I'm of course I still watch film and I'm studying, but
yeah,
I don't have to do as much as I did last year because I know the in and outs of the offense, you know. And with me, you know, I didn't only knew like what I had to do, I knew what everybody had to do. So
yeah,
that make it easier for me. So I know how to line up. I line up fast. I run my routes fast. I know where to be at, the timing. I know where CJ want me to be at and things like that. So now I just feel like slow.
Good. You know? Good. Hey, one thing I want to talk to you about, because everybody's talking about all the receivers.
Yep.
Hey, they could have 3,000-yard receivers. They could have this or that. And I mentioned this on the show, so since you're here, I want to mention it to you. I just feel like everybody's talking about Stephon Diggs, and that's awesome. I can tell that you're really learning a lot from him, and you're hanging around with him. Nico, that's awesome. But I just got a sense, like, I think I saw you on a podcast where you're like, hey, man, I'm here too. I might be the leading guy. Is it like a competition within the competition?
Yeah, it's always friendly competition. You know, when you want to be great, you know, me, that's, I don't expect nothing less from myself. I want to be great. I want to be the best. So with that comes, you have Diggs, he want to be great. He want to be the best. You know, Nico want to be the best. And not only us, you know, we got other receivers in the room, Noah Brown, Mechie, everybody want to be great. Mm-hmm. So when you're in that type of room, you know, everybody, you got to hold yourself to a higher standard.
So you think, so, hey, man, I could be that
guy.
Yeah,
man. I don't know if people forgot or what, but I'm coming back better, stronger.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they forgot, you know, I'm going to remind them.
Atta baby.
Tank Dell joining us on Sports Radio 610. Last year, or take me through first the reaction to the Stephon Diggs trade. What was that like for you when you found out that news?
You know, I've been had the inside scoop. You know, first off, Diggs, my brother, so we've been chopping it up. Before it even happened, you know, me and CJ was actually in LA, and we was just talking about it, like, just asking me questions like how I feel about it. I'm just like, let's do it, like,
yeah.
You know, it ain't gonna do nothing but make everybody better around us. So, you know, I was ready for it. You know, I didn't really like too much, like, I wasn't scared of it or anything like that. You know, I see people saying like it could hurt me and hurt what I had going on, but I don't feel that, so, you know, because I'm a hard worker, and I feel like the work I put in is going to show in this place. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually saw something a year or two ago. I think you were at U of H, and you posted a video of him, and you said his route running was artwork.
Yeah.
Like, so you've been aware, and he's been a guy that you want to follow for a while.
Yeah, man. Even if you go, like, dig up, like, my interviews when I was at U of H, you know, anytime they ask questions, like, who you think the best receiver in the league, or who you try to model the game as off of, and I always told him, like, not model, but I always told him, like, I like to pull all my, like, I like to look at Stephon Diggs and, like, get a lot of things from him because he do a lot of things well. So it was always, like, love with me. It was never, like, nothing, like, I was you know, scared.
Well, you seem to be kind of attached at the hip with him here, like, getting a lot of good interaction.
Yeah,
with
definitely. Just walking around, just like, picking his brain, asking him questions. Sometimes I don't even have to ask because he know I'm coming up to ask him something. So he just go to, like, you know, giving me game and stuff like that because, you know, I'm at the front end of my career. So I got a long way to go, and I know in this league where I want to be and how great I want to be. So just picking his brain. So, like, in the near future, like, when it's my turn, which I already feel like is there, but I can know everything I need to know.
What are a couple things that you've learned from him so far?
Just, like, how to, you know, move at your own pace, you know, since – like, me being, like, I'm always, people think I'm always, like, fast, fast, fast. But, like, if you really, like, break down my, like, GPS times, like, I don't even be running my routes, like, at my full speed, you know. It's just that at a speed where I know how to get out my brakes fast. It may look fast to y'all, but to me, it's normal. It's
like, it looks fast.
I'm not even going full speed. But
it definitely looks fast.
I'm just learning, like, first off, taking care of my body. He giving me game on that. Off the field, how to move off the field, I'll say, like, how to break down tape, what he looking at, the things he look at when he out there, just a lot of things that got to deal with football. Like, he's giving me a lot of game.
So take me through, you're working out with CJ Stroud, and really that whole group, all of you guys were working out together in the offseason. What are those workouts like, and how comfortable are all of you now with each other?
Yeah, I feel like we very comfortable with each other, all us, all the receivers and the quarterbacks, you know. The workouts, we, you know, we sometimes, like, early on in the year when I went, me and CJ and Mitch, we went to LA, we was doing, like, lifting. We was really doing a lot of lifting. We ain't really too much throw the ball or nothing like that. We did, but not too much. And then, like, on the back end of the off season, you know, when everybody got together, it's always routes, you know. Mm-hmm. Not just, like, run out there and run a post. Like, we got our books, we got our iPads out, and we're, like, going over some scripts from way back when, or we're going over, like, route tree that we run here. And things like that, and we just trying to sharpen all our tools, you know, and we just talking to each other, like, asking CJ, like, what if we do this, like, how would you want it? Or he'll tell us, like, oh, I want something like this more than I want it like that. So
that's big.
It's just, like, just us that's communicating big with each other. There's a lot of communication in the off season, so we could be, like, strategic and be out here.
Is CJ demanding as a quarterback? Is he somebody, is he going to get on you for certain things?
No. Nah, he is. He's,
but the communication
demanding, though. I wouldn't say demanding. Like, he's not like, bro, you better do this. Like, he more so, like, he gonna tell you, like, I see what you see, but I think it'd be better like this. Like, try my way. If my way don't work, keep doing your way. Like,
it's a conversation.
It's just a conversation. Like, we trying to find a thin line, a fine balance with it. But he's not demanding at all. But he for sure, like, he want everybody to be great. So he's like, he's that leader, but I wouldn't say he's demanding it.
All right, I want to ask you about something that has been a big topic, especially during the season, on this radio station. the play on which you got hurt. And I constantly was saying, you can't play scared. He's going to be on the field. You want him on the field in the red zone. And part of it is you're going to have to make that block. Some people have said, and I'm sure you've heard this, oh, we shouldn't have had Tank on the field there. Yeah. How can you ask him to do that? Now, you have been, you're sitting here, and I'm sure you've heard both sides. What would be your answer to both sides?
My thing is, like, I don't want to be off the field. Yeah. Like, when we run the ball, I don't want to be like, oh, we have to take Tank out. Like, I'm not that guy. I want to be on the field at all times. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel comfortable. That's how I get, like, warmed up and things like that. And that's how I get, like, in my bag for real. So, I don't really too much. Like, when it's time to block, I'm going to do my job. You know, like, that specific play, you know, man, everything happens for a reason. I can just say, like, you know.
And it was kind of a freak thing. It came from behind.
Yeah,
right?
It was. He actually, like, jumped on my leg. It was crazy. But, you know, probably just is a setback for something greater, you know, for something greater. So,
but part of the argument, not to interrupt, but part of the argument is, oh, he's small. I'm sure you just had it up to here with that.
I really don't too much care about what people say about that. You know, I've been small my whole life, and I got to where I am today. And if you think I'm small and I got here off just athleticism, it's nowhere in hell I can be here like that. So it's for sure. I put in a lot of work throughout my life. I can't control the uncontrollables, you know. This genetics, to be honest. My dad, my granddad, like, we're not the biggest guys, but my work ethic through the roof. I'm a playmaker, so I'm going to go out there and do what I got to do every time I'm on the field and just take care of my body. Mm-hmm. Me being small, man, like, this injury right here, I see a lot of people saying, like, he injury prone. Like, I never miss games for my whole life. Like, I've been playing football since I was 5 years old. I never miss games until, like, really until this just happened to me. Yeah. So I don't really care what people say. You know, I'm going to keep going out there and proving people wrong.
Tank Dell joining us on Sports Radio 610. You went through some stuff last year. A couple of years ago, John Mechie went through some stuff. You guys have been working out together quite a bit. Tell me, how does Mechie look now, a couple of years removed from the cancer?
Yeah, that's my brother, man. He look amazing. He look faster. I know y'all see that. He look faster. Yeah. We even said this when we was working out. Well, I've been with him the whole offseason for real, but excuse me. When we was working out in Miami, like, we was running routes. I'm like, damn, bro.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, what, like, come on, bro. But he was just like Mesh, like, he's been doing a lot of, like, offseason work for sure, like, trying to get his mental right and get his body right and, like, move accordingly, because he want to be up there, like, he want to be the best too. So he look amazing. I feel like he's going to be ready, and when his time here, he's going to show y'all.
All right, so let's talk about the expectations here. And I know Nick and D'Amico always say, hey, you know, we can't control the outside. You haven't really accomplished that much. But I wanted to approach it from this. Like, you're not from Houston, but you're Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, you, like they say, you got here as fast as you could.
Yeah.
You know what this would mean for Houston.
Yeah,
if you guys can reach what I know is in the backs of your minds collectively, that's got to be pretty damn special, and that's got to be a big motivation as well, right?
Definitely. We all, every day, we say, I know I say it every day, like, wake up, and I say it every day, man. We all know what we want to achieve. And like I said before, man, like, when you have that type of, like, energy that people putting towards us, like, everybody want to see what Houston Texans is going to do. So I feel like with that, it comes, like, you have to go work harder.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I feel like everybody been doing individually and as a team. Like, we all been, like, in the offseason individually, like, everybody's working harder because we know, like, something is expected of us.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have that type of, like, people looking at us like that, like, oh my God, I want to see what they do, than, like, Houston
They're
not going to do nothing.
Last year,
we was, like, more so, like, underdogs. Like, people weren't expecting, like, they didn't care what Houston was going to do.
Yeah.
But this year, it's like, I feel like all eyes on us. And I feel like me personally, and I know CJ, like, I perform better when it's, like, all eyes on us. Like, I feel like it gets me going.
Well,
so
you're in for a good year then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my last thing for you. CJ said, like, there's going to be a target. It should be hard. Like, are you looking forward to being the hunted?
Yeah, I feel like, definitely. Definitely feel like we're, like, people looking forward to beating Houston Texans. But, you know, like he said, it should be hard, and it's going to be hard, but it's going to be fun. And it's going to be something to watch. So,
last thing from me. I've been doing this for 35 years in this city. I've never seen a quarterback practice his dances with receivers and running backs more than C.J. Stroud.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Y'all probably ain't even seen nothing. Like, in practice, at the end of practice, like, say we're going into a game week at the end of our, like, last practice, we sit there on the field for like 30 minutes or something, like 20 minutes. Seriously? Afterwards, and we try to like find a celebration that we're gonna do as a team. Like, cause CJ more of like a team guy. Yeah. He not more like.
But
when he
practiced
scored,
like it goes to that extreme.
Yeah, like we'll sit there and come up with something so we could do as like a team. Like that's why last year USC, like we was doing like the Euro stub when CJ was walking down the line doing
squabble.
Stuff, like, the squabble, that's something that
you're gonna do it again?
A lot, of course.
All right.
I'm gonna do that a lot for sure.
All Tank, right. Tank, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thank
and good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank
that
you.
Was good. Thanks.
All right, that's Tank Dell, Texans wide receiver, coming right off the field here at Texans training camp. Coming up next on Sports Radio 610, the Astros restart their season tonight in Seattle. Big series against the Mariners. Mariners lead the Astros by a game in the AL West. We'll talk about that next on In the Loop.
Yeah, I feel like we very comfortable with each other, all us, all the receivers and the quarterbacks. You know, the workouts, we sometimes, like early on in the year when I went, man, CJ and Mitch, we went to LA, we was doing like lifting. We was really doing a lot of lifting. We ain't really too much throw the ball or nothing like that. We did, but not too much. And then like on the back end of the off season, you know, when everybody got together, it's always routes, you know, not just like run out there and run a post. Like we got our books, we got our iPads out, and we're like going over to some scripts from way back when, or we're going over like route tree that we run here and things like that, and we just trying to sharpen all our tools, you know, and we just talking to each other, like asking CJ like, what if we do this, like how would you want it, or he'll tell us like, oh, I want something like this more than I want it like that. So
that's big.
It's just like just us communicating with each other. There's a lot of communication in the off season, so we could be like strategic when we out here.
Is CJ demanding as a quarterback? Is he somebody? Is he going to get on you for certain things?
No, nah. He is.
But the communication.
Demanding though. I wouldn't say demanding. Like he's not like, bro, you better do this. Yeah. Like he more so like, he gonna tell you like, I see what you see, but I think it'd be better like this. Like try my way. If my way don't work, keep doing your way. Like
it's a conversation.
It's just a conversation. Like we trying to find a thin line, a fine balance with it. But
yeah.
He's not demanding at all, but he for sure, like, he want everybody to be great. So he's, like, he's that leader, but I wouldn't say he's demanding at
all. Right, I want to ask you about something that has been a big topic, especially during the season on this radio station. The play on which you got hurt. And I constantly was saying, you can't play scared. He's going to be on the field. You want him on the field in the red zone. And part of it is you're going to have to make that block. Some people have said, and I'm sure you've heard this, oh, we shouldn't have had Tank on the field there.
Yeah.
How can you ask him to do that? Now, you have been, you're sitting here, and I'm sure you've heard both sides. What would be your answer to both
sides?
My
thing is, like, I don't want to be off the field. Yeah. Like, when we run the ball, I don't want to be like, oh, we have to take Tank out. Like, I'm not that guy. I want to be on the field at all times. That's how I feel comfortable. That's how I get, like, warmed up and things like that. And that's how I get, like, in my bag for real. So I don't really too much. Like, when it's time to block, I'm going to do my job. You know, like, that specific play, you know, man, everything happens for a reason. I could just say, like, you know.
And it was kind of a freak thing. It came from behind,
yeah,
right?
It was. He actually, like, jumped on my leg. It was crazy. But, you know, probably just is a setback for something greater, you know, for something greater. So,
but part of the argument, not to interrupt, but part of the argument is, oh, he's small. I'm sure you just had it up to here with that.
I really don't too much care about what people say about that. You know, I've been small my whole life, and I got to where I am today. And if you think I'm small and I got here off just athleticism, it's nowhere in hell I can get here like that. So it's for sure. I put in a lot of work throughout my life. I can't control the uncontrollables, you know. This genetics, to be honest. My dad, my granddad, like, we're not the biggest guys, but my work ethic through the roof. I'm a playmaker, so I'm going to go out there and do what I got to do every time I'm on the field and just take care of my body. Me being small, man, like, this injury right here, I see a lot of people saying, like, he injury prone. Like, I never miss games for my whole life. Like, I've been playing football since I was 5 years old. I never miss games until, like, really until this just happened to me.
Yeah.
So I don't really care what people say. You know, I'm going to keep going out there and proving people wrong.
Tank Dell joining us on Sports Radio 610. You went through some stuff last year. A couple of years ago, John Mechie went through some stuff. You guys have been working out together quite a bit. Tell me, how does Mechie look now, a couple of years removed from the cancer?
Yeah, that's my brother, man. He look amazing. He look faster. I know y'all see that. He look faster.
Yeah.
We even said this when we was working out. Well, I've been with him the whole offseason for real, but excuse me. When we was working out in Miami, like, we was running routes. I'm like, damn, boy.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, like, come on, bro. But he was just, like, Mesh, like, he's been doing a lot of, like, off-season work for sure, like trying to get his mental right and get his body right and like move accordingly, because he want to be up there, like he want to be the best too. So he look amazing. I feel like he's going to be ready, and when his time here, he's going to show y'all.
All right, so let's talk about the expectations here. And I know Nick and D'Amico always say, hey, you know, we can't control the outside. You haven't really accomplished that much. But I wanted to approach it from this. Like, you're not from Houston, but you're Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, you, like they say, you got here as fast as you could.
Yeah.
You know what this would mean for Houston.
Yeah,
if you guys can reach what I know is in the backs of your minds collectively, that's got to be pretty damn special, and that's got to be a big motivation as well, right?
Definitely. We all, every day, we said, I know I said every day, like, wake up, and I said every day, man, we all know what we want to achieve. And like I said before, man, like, when you have that type of, like, energy that people putting towards us, like, everybody want to see what Houston Texans is going to do. So I feel like with that, it comes, like, you have to go work harder.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I feel like everybody been doing individually and as a team. Like, we all been, like, in the offseason, individually, like, everybody's working harder because we know, like, something is expected of us.
Yeah.
So I'd rather have that type of, like, people looking at us like that, like, oh, my God, I want to see what they do, than, like, Houston not gonna do nothing. Last year we was like more so like underdogs. Like people weren't expecting, like they didn't care what Houston was gonna do.
Yeah.
But this year it's like I feel like all eyes on us. And I feel like me personally, and I know CJ, like I perform better when it's like all eyes on us. Like I feel like it gets me going.
Well,
so
you're in for a good year then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my last thing for you. CJ said, like, there's going to be a target. It should be hard. Like, are you looking forward to being the hunted?
Yeah, I feel like, definitely. Definitely feel like we're, like, people looking forward to beating Houston Texans. But, yeah, like he said, it should be hard. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be fun. And it's going to be something to watch. So
last thing from me. I've been doing this for 35 years in this city. I've never seen a quarterback practice his dances with receivers and running backs more than CJ Stroud.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What is going on with that?
Y'all probably ain't even seen nothing. Like in practice, at the end of practice, like say we're going into a game week at the end of our like last practice, we sit there on the field for like 30 minutes or something, like 20 minutes.
Seriously?
Afterwards, and we're trying to like find a celebration that we're gonna do as a team. Like, cause CJ more of like a team guy. Yeah. He not more like,
but
when
he practiced, like it goes to that extreme.
Yeah, like we'll sit there and come up with something so we could do as like a team. Like that's why last year you'll see like we was doing like the Euro stuff when CJ was walking down the line doing
squabble.
Stuff, like, the squabble, that's something that
you're gonna do it again?
A lot, of course.
All right.
We're gonna do that a lot for sure.
All Tank, right. Tank, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thank
and good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank
that
you.
Was good. Thanks.
All right, that's Tank Dell, Texans wide receiver, coming right off the field here at Texans training camp. Coming up next on Sports Radio 610, the Astros restart their season tonight in Seattle. Big series against the Mariners. Mariners lead the Astros by a game in the AL West. We'll talk about that next on In the Loop.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.